Okay, so let's proceed now with the Simon Peites, which is a famous topic. That is waiting after eating fleshings before eating milchings. We discussed last time in Simon Peites about not having bosh and chol at the table at the same time. And we also discussed, I think I mentioned the Prima Gadim, right, who says that it's a question, what if it's one person and there's only milchig at the table, but he's fleshing, the person is fleshing, right? What role does that play? And he hasn't yet waited the requisite time. Is he allowed? Does the same thing work? We mentioned yesterday. So let's talk about the issue of eating bosar acha gvina, right? So we have a statement in the Gemara Chulin of Kuf Hamad Aleph, source number one. V'homer b'chista achal bosar asar lechol gvina. If you eat meat, you're not allowed to eat cheese afterwards. But gvina, if you eat cheese, mutar lechol bosar. You can't have bosar afterwards. Rashi explains, what's the problem with eating cheese after eating meat? What's the problem? That doesn't say they're not cooked together. You're not eating them together, eating them separately. So Rashi says, the second source, because meat has a strong taste, it has grease and the gravy and the flavoring is such that it stays in your mouth for a long time. And therefore, if you're going to have cheese right away, it's like you're eating bosar and chalav together. But then the Gemara says, okay, so you're allowed to eat bosar. Are you allowed to eat it right away? You're allowed to eat immediately there? That's the Gemara's kasha, right? Okay, achol gvina, gvina mutar lechol bosar. Right away, you have to wait a minute, an hour, any time at all. So Gemara's arm alive, look for a minute, you don't have to wait at all. You don't have to wait at all. That's what the Gemara says in Chul Dav Kuf Hamad Aleph, talking about eating cheese. After meat, you don't have to wait at all. So the Balamor, printed in source number 3, the Balamor, they're Chul Dav Lamed Zayin Hamad Aleph, the page of the Rif, source 3. Okay, the quotes a different part of the Gemara. The Yitzchok Reader of Mishashi Ikla Beir of Ashi Eisel Gvina V'Achol Eisel Bisho V'Achol Kilo Moshe Yod and so on. That he didn't wash his hands in between. Anyway, the Balamor discusses that although they don't have to wait necessarily, but there seems to be some requirement to wash your hands. Okay, Chazili V'Hecha D'Achol Gvina Mekame Bosa V'Hema V'Chaya Tzorech Netilash Yadayim. The Balamor says from a different sugi, which really relates to the topic of Lamech Chorim and other things. But the Balamor says, although maybe you don't have to wait, not maybe, the Gemara implies you don't have to wait, but hecha de ochel gvina, mekame bos, if you eat cheese before meat, that's okay. But it's perhaps Abraham, it's Archaia Tzorch until it's a dime. Okay? Aval kinua chapeh lo tzorech. But you don't have to wash your hands. You just have to wash your hands. He says, lefisha gvina misakelas mehera me'acha shenichmes lezoto chapeh. Because the cheese digests and digests very, very quickly, and makes a distinction what it's talking about. That's another issue, what it's talking about during the day or during the night, because you may touch the wrong thing with your hands and grease and stuff on your hands. But it's during the day, and you see what's on your hands, so then you don't require anything at all. Okay, now. So that's one Gemara. That was just a side point, that Balamor. That's one Gemara that's relevant, that Gemara Daf Kuf A. There's an earlier Gemara, Daf Kuf Dalad Amud Beis. Okay. Again, we're talking now about eating meat after cheese. Okay. So the Gemara said, I don't have to wait at all. There's some discussion about washing hands in between, but again, they don't have to wait any time. It's not an issue. An earlier Gemara, Daf Kuf Dalad Beis, source number 4, was the Tana Igra Chavod Rabo. What was his name? Igra. The father-in-law of Rabbo, Of Ugrina Nechalam Bafikurin. Bafikurin means like hefker, it can be eaten without any, you don't have to be careful, you don't have to, randomly, I don't know what the right word would be, loosely. You're going to eat cheese, Of and Gvina, right? Bizar Of, chicken and cheese, you can eat Bafikurin, Rashi Bafikurin, Derek Hefker. She ate on Nizer Bahem, because you have to worry about the eating together and so on and so forth. Okay? And the Gemara says, "Who tanah who amelo below the field?" So, "I'm below kino chapet." What does it mean without worrying about it? You don't have to rinse your hands in between. You don't have to wash your mouth in between, and so on. This is where the Mishasha Ikla Beribashi. This is the Gemara that the Balamo was referring to. So, "Aisele gvina achal, aisele bisra achal below mashi yade." That's the story that the Balamo started with. That's this Gemara, right? That the Mishasha once visited Ribashi, and they brought him out cheese and he ate it. And then they brought him out meat afterwards and he ate it. He didn't wash his hands. Lo mashi yade. Didn't wash his hands in between. The The original statement of Igra was Ofu Gminim, which you could argue is only Drabana and say, well, again, you're not need to, we don't need it together, right? Which, you know, but you're going to have Gmina right after Ofu. You don't have to do anything in between. You don't have to wash your hands. And he, this Ramashasha, seemed to extend it and did it even by regular Messiah. And Abbas says, who says that's correct? Maybe when Rabba's, Igra, the Chamud Rabba's original ruling was Ofu Gmina Necham of Korin, right? But Ofu Gmina in Bosu Gmina alone. No, Hanimu Vilela, Mimama, Vachazina. Okay, again, you can see during the day, so again, you're not worried about what's on your hands. Right, another, if your hands are sticky, the other thing, you'll be able to see it during the day. Rashi, Bafikurin, there, Hefka, Shem, Nizrein, Kedavur, Shvain, who taught it, Kachkibus, Dura, Marabo, right? That was what he was taught. And he explained it. Okay, you don't need in between cheese, chicken and cheese. You don't need, if you have cheese first and you have chicken afterwards, you don't need any washing hands, nothing. Shem, Ochel, Zeb, Bikas, Echel, Zeb, Ein, Zochel, Diobel, Kanech, Abu Sar, Behema, Boy, Kinoach. But Sar Behema, you're going to have to clean out your mouth. We'll see what Kinoach means. Okay? Come on. So you need by Kulmin Arishon Bechanichav. There's nothing we stuck, you know, and, but during the day you can see it, so it's not an issue. The Rashba and the Bayas Aruch and Bayas Gimel Shar. Dalad Belechel Gvina Bachakach Sar Behema Garcin Perkal Abosar. Right, as far as eating cheese and then eating meat afterwards, he quotes the same Gemara. And the Gemara concludes, he quotes the Eshmi Shapirish. There's some who understand of Yitzhak Kinua Chapela of it, the Lekula Amu Gvina Bachakach Bos Ainzo Kinua Chapeh. Because greener is raka, it's soft. It's digested quickly and so on. Abba shalaya daim, the beka simia daim. But it's sticky enough that it can be stuff in your hand. Okay, this is a fairly simple procedure. And therefore, we know that you don't have to wait any time between after eating cheese, strictly speaking, before eating meat. During the day, it seems you have to wash your hands. Okay, because there might be something stuck on your hand still. Okay, but during the night, you don't see what's on your hands. You might have a piece of the cheese still stuck or some kind of a, you know, cheese residue on your hand. You'll eat a piece of meat with it. So it's mamish possible follow. But during the day, when you can see, you don't have to worry about it. Okay, this is the, just a moment. Okay. Okay. I just realized this is the second part. No. Is this? I put the wrong thing. Okay. So let me just pause for a moment because I realized that I brought. So, okay, the introduction is fine because it also relates to the same issue. But the Gemara there on Daf Kuf Dalam Beis, we'll look at the right, the correct pack in Ashir Chav Beis, source number one. We did the first couple of sources tomorrow. We'll get it up on tomorrow. But getting back to the main issue, so here regarding that we just talked about was regarding cheese followed by basa. What about the other way around? Okay, basa followed by dairy. So here we have a machlokas on the bottom of the Kuf base, all the same sukkah. Mar says in source one of the correct package here of days, Tanya Beshama al Mekaneach or Beshil Mimadiach. Okay? So here we have Machlokas. Beshama says you have to be Mekaneach, and Beshil says Mediach. So Mar asks, that's between Bas and Chol, the other way. But that's what we should have done first. But there's Bas and then Chol, you have to, according to Beshil, you have to Mekaneach. And Rashi explains Beshama means Mekaneach in your mouth, and Mediach is just rinsing your hands. Okay, Beshil says Mediach. So Gemara asks, my Mekaneach, my Mediach. What exactly do you have to do here? What's going on? So Ilema Beshama Mekaneach, a little boy Mediach. If you tell me that Beshama says only Mekaneach, you only have to wash out your mouth, okay? Rashi says, Piv, right? Below Mediach, Bemayim says Rashi, Shakinuach Yafim and Hadachah, lo Huskar Khan Hadachah. But Kinuach is more than Hadachah. Hadachah is just water rinsing your hands. Kinuach is, you know, cleaning out your mouth, and as actually kinuach means with a solid. You put, you eat something, a piece of bread, you eat something solid, it gets the plaque, I think that's what they're called in the dental world, gook, okay, off your mouth, off your, out of your teeth and so on. That's a stronger separation than hadocha, which means just rinsing your mouth, or rinsing your hand, any kind of, right, hadocha means you can be rinsing your mouth also. So, if you tell me that's what Bishama means, mekaneach v'lo boi mediach, and Rishila means no, mediach v'lo boi mekaneach. So, elahodam or abzera, ain kinuach peh, elah bepas, What is he telling you? Reb Zeri, years later, at Bisham Beis Hillel earlier, Tanoim, and Reb Zeri is much later. Reb Zeri says, "Ein kinuach pe ala bepas." You have to use dafka bread, because bread has that nature, that the texture that it remove, you know, can remove things from your mouth. Okay, so that's on one side. So if that's Reb Zeri meant, so come on, ke Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Reb Zeri is modifying the rule of Beis Shammai on Pasach Beis Shammai, right? But Beis Shammai can be still in a Mishnah. So why would Reb Zeri years later tell me, oh, kinuach requires pas? Who cares? We pass Beis Shammai says media pelo by mekaneach. Reb Zeri says you rinse it. You don't have to be mekaneach asap anyway. So why would Reb Zeri, you follow the kashya anymore? Why would Reb Zeri bother to tell us what kinuach is? We don't do that anyway, right? On the other hand, Ella Beishama or Mekaneach v'lo boy mediach. You tell me what Beishama means is yes, Mekaneach. We don't have to rinse, just Mekaneach. And Beis Hillel says Af mediach. Even he doesn't disagree about Kinoch. That even Hadoch is good, or also, you know, also Hadoch is also good. So then Havale Mekula Beishama Chumra Beis Hillel. Okay, because this will end up being a Chumra. Af will mean also, not even also. Also mediach. Have to do both. If that's what he means. So then Beis Hillel is requiring more than Beishama. Because Beis Shammai will say Mekaneach is enough, Hadocha is not necessary, and Beis Hillel says no, it's also necessary to do Hadocha, but he's agreeing that you have to do Kinoach also, which would make sense to Reb Zeri, therefore to clarify what Kinoach means, because Beis Hillel also requires it. So it comes out that Beis Hillel is requiring more than Beis Shammai. You follow the Gemara? Okay, it comes out that Beis Hillel is requiring more, because Beis Hillel is requiring Kinoach and Hadocha, and Beis Shammai would say no, Kinoach is enough. So then this is Mekulei Beis Shammai, Mekulei Beis Hillel. In which case, we're listening, Gabi Kula Beisham, Chum Beis Hillel, should have listed in the Mishnah Adius, lists off the fourth paragraph, the fifth paragraph, lists off all the Kulei Beisham, the Chum Beis Hillel. This should have been, I'm sorry, the Kulei Beisham and Chum Beis Hillel. This should be there, and it's not. Ella Beisham Omri Mekaneach, who are Dele Mediach. Okay? And actually, what it means, therefore, is Beisham requires Kinuach or Hadacha. And Beis Hillel Omer, Mediach Vodim Lakanech, Mar Machar, Lo Pligi, guess what? There's no Machokas, Mesham is all together. Either one works, yeah.
Mar Machar, the Kinoch is a better form of
the right?
So, Maskana, do we still hold that? Because
it may well be, but you don't need it here. It may well be in general, maybe for other purposes, Kinoch is a better form of Adacha, but that they're saying either one of them works. You don't need it in this particular instance between Bas and Chol. I mean, if you're having a challah that after basal, okay, may well be. Yeah,
it's weird that, like, why wouldn't you just say the more make a law?
No, so actually, the truth is, your point is correct. Actually, Rashi says, what deem the Travaya Mina? At the end, you need both. Or you mean, why not just say you need Hadocha?
Well, if
yeah, I hear. I hear.
That I kind of understand. But if you say
that's what Rashi says.
So
Rashi
says. Why would the person say, make a one, say, oh,
right, I understand. But the truth is, the conclusion of the Gemara, Rashi and Tosa says in the Forge, Rashi says in the Forge, that when it says Hu Adin, Lemekaneach means Travayu Bin, it need both. Both need both. That's what comes out. Tosa says also. Right, that's about to say right now. Tosa says, Mekaneach Udin Lemediach, Travayu Bin, and Kedipirish Mekuchas, Mechain Pirish Menachanana. Okay, the Chedush Arashba, okay, on that Daf and Chuluk of Ham and Aleph, says no, you only need one. So I printed the source number four. He says, Rashi says, Hu Adin Lemediach, meaning you need both. And that's what Riff says and so on. And Acherim Pirish Medich would in the Saga Mekaneach, Lo Bira Lachad, O Mekaneach, O Medich, Bezeni Reiker. So you're correct, Machos and Shon. You were saying, according to the Rashba, you know, we just say one, you can just say one, we'll say the more common one. You're covered both ways. Meaning, certainly a little bit. Mukasha. Okay. Rashi holds you both, say you need both. That when it says Mekaneach, Hu Adin Lemediach, means both. Hu Adin means also. Okay, it doesn't always mean that. And the Rashba indeed says that's not what it means. Okay, it's either way. Okay. He says, Mar Machana, lo mashma. Okay, I mean, it's not mashma in the Gemara. It's mashma in the Gemara that both of them say either one's okay. Simple language of Gemara, that's what Rashba points out. But more important for us at the moment, we'll get more about Tadach and Kinoch tomorrow. It's not a mistake, but The more important is that the Gemara does not mention a word about what? Time, about waiting. Question, you have to rinse your mouth, or wash it, you know, or cleanse it more thoroughly with bread or whatever it may be. That's a machlokas, but the Gemara does not say a word about waiting any period of time. Okay? Now, later on, the Gemara to quote some Zera.
Okay. The Gemara didn't mention a word about waiting, but it didn't say, like, okay, it just said.
And that's what I mean. Okay, so far we have nothing in the Gemara about waiting any period of time. That's important. Not Gemara, not Kuf Dalet, Kuf Dalet Beis, going over the top of Kuf Hamad Aleph. There's only an issue of cleansing in between. Okay, I mean, I gave you a preview of coming traction, maybe rinse your hands. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I apologize. But
it's not really,
right, no, it's not mashed for anything, but there's no mention of it. That's all, there's no mention. And, you know, I mean, what this argument from silence, or argument from omission. Okay, so far you're at 100%. Okay, but then the Gemara goes on, and that's what the Gemara is kind of referring to. Reb Zera talks about Amr Zigufa, Amr Zera, and talk about what type of bread, wheat bread, barley bread, some bread of different types. So, okay, we don't need to go into all that right now. But more important right now is something the Gemara asks on Kuf Hamad Aleph, Barbe Ney, Rabbi Asa, Rabbi Yochanan, Kama Yishad, Ney, Bosa. Now the Gemara finally asks, okay, how long should you wait between Bosar and Gemina? Okay? Between Bosar first and Gemina says, Amalei, below Klum. Okay, you don't have to wait at all. And that's what he said, what I read before, but that's the same Gemara. Aini, Barbar Chista, Achol Bosar, Asa Lechol Gemina, Gemina Muta Lechol Bosar. Okay, the Gemara says one thing, is that true? Okay, is that so? I mean, I quoted part of that Gemara, my mistake before, but this is that same Sukkot, Kuf Haven Aleph. One second. When Asi asked the how long do you have to wait? Kama Yisha made basal agrita. Meat first, then cheese. He said, you don't have to wait at all. So really? Amar Chista, Achol Basar, Asa Lechol Grina, Grina Muta Lechol Basar. Okay. And Rashi explained, we read it before by mistake, but Rashi says, because Mishum de Basar Motsi Shul, Nidba Kupe, Omarach Matamo. Right? Good. Okay, so the meat were more chomer. And it's not the same. Cheese and meat, you don't have to wait. So Ella Kama Yisha Ben Gvira Labasa. Rather, the Kasha was very strangely more spelled it out, but Kama Yisha Ben Basa Ben Gvira Labasa. I'm gonna have a little clue. Okay, now, okay, that's the Gemara so stopped, but it never went back to the first Kasha. It said the question was when Rabbi Yochanan answered, "You don't have to wait at all." He was talking about between Gvina and Basa. Gvina first, Basa second. Okay. But it left us hanging with the first question. The Gemara said the correct question was, you misunderstood the question. The question was, Kama Yisha Ben Gvina Labasa, and to that he answered Lo Klum. So I hope the Gemara would go back and say, well, okay, so what about the first question? The Gemara goes on and says, Gufa, Amar Chista Achol Basa, Asal Gvina, Gvina Muta Lechol Basa. Okay. And it never comes back to that question, but it asks a related question. Amar Lev Acha Bar Yosef of Chista, Basa Shebein Hashinayim Mahu. Another feature of meat is that it very often gets stuck in your teeth. What's the status of that meat? Can I have cheese or drink a cup of milk, whatever, when I still got pieces? You have a good steak, okay, a piece of, or even chicken, you know, but certainly meat, it's stuck in your teeth, right? What's the story of that? Okay. Rashi says, Basa Shmanishayim is on Kuf Hamanav, so six. Mi Chashu Basa Shalachu Imu Achiat Leno. Is that still considered meat, and therefore you shouldn't have cheese until you've brushed your teeth or flossed or whatever and gotten rid of those pieces? Or it's not called meat anymore. And there comes a point where food that's stuck in your mouth is not really that food anymore. Again, the dental talk, it's called plaque, right? I mean, I think it's called plaque, right? It's not meat anymore. So they bring a raya, Koriyala, a pasuk in Parshas Balos, right? If you remember the pasuk, it was talking about by the slav, okay? The pasuk is what I did. I think I printed it later. The pasuk says in Parshas Balos, so it's printed in source 19. It's Perek Yud Aleph Midbar, starting the pasuk Lamed Beis. Remember when the people complained about the slop, about having no food, they don't like the mud, but they're about to enter into Israel. The Misonim, they're about to enter into Israel, and lo and behold, they complain about the venue. We don't like the food here. Okay, they complain about the mud, and so Kadosh Baruch Hu sends the slop, and they slop, but they're going to be punished. It's Kibros HaTavla. At the end of Parshas Balos, the Kibros HaTavla. So it says, Habasar Odenu Ben Shineim, Perkid Aleph, the Midbar Pasuk, Lam Gimel. Habasar Odenu Ben Shineim, the meat was still in their teeth, and certain people started to die already. The plague came out, and called Kibros HaTavla. He comes, Shisham Kovar, it's Am Misadim. Okay, so says the Gemara. Well, what is, the pasuk still calls it basar. Habasar odenu ben shinayim. What do you see from there? That even when it's in your teeth, it's still called basar. Fresh pasuk habasar odenu ben shinayim. That's the Gemara quotes here. Okay, so apparently it's still called basar, and at this point, it seems you shouldn't eat the cheese after eating meat as long as there's pieces of meat still stuck in your mouth. Then the Gemara said, but still, the Gemara never went back to the first kasha, but how long do you have to wait? Even the implication so far is that if there's no meat in between your mouth, in between your teeth, and, or you removed them, you brushed, you flossed, you got rid of the meat. So then, enochanami. So very good. You can eat meat. You can eat the dairy right away. That's what it looks like. So Amar Mar Ukba. This is the punchline of this Gemara. Anal lahom milsa chala bar chamar gabe abu. In regard to this matter, I am like vinegar. Look at SAT. I'm to my father like vinegar to wine. But they still do that in SATs, these analogies? Maybe not. Okay, this used to be a major part of the SAT exam to test your vocabulary. They would have analogies, which I never like. People do a lot of ways that are not correct. But anyway, to be that as it may, he says, I am to my father like vinegar to wine. My father was wine, and I'm like vinegar, not as good, right? What does it mean? Because Ilu Abba, my father, all right, ki have a achel bisra, you know, he ate meat today, lo have a achel gvina ad lamachar, ad hashka. He would not eat cheese until the same time tomorrow. We call that the ace lace. He didn't wait 6 hours, into the 6 hours, wait 24 hours. My father would wait 24 hours, okay? As Rashi says, habasa din alamikor, as was that before, it's called meat. Anala hamilsa chalabacham, the dovers ani garua me avi ki chomets ben yayin. I'm worse than my father. Not as firm as my father. I'm like wine, vinegar, the son of wine. It's all because my father would be machmer, and if he ate meat today, would not have cheese until tomorrow at the same time. But I won't eat it during the same meal. But another meal, and the next meal, then I'll eat it. So we still don't have a time on the clock, but now already we see that there is some sort of delay. You don't eat meat and cheese at the same meal, but for a different meal, then it's okay. That's what emerges from that Gemara. Okay? Tosas adds, on that Kofi Ben Al Soysem, L'sudas achwisa akilma, that he would eat, the son, Arkba, would eat dairy after meat. You'd have meat at meal number one, and you would have dairy at meal number two. It doesn't say how long in between, right? Still no indication in the Gemara. There is no indication in the Gemara how long in between you have to wait. But he wouldn't have it at the same meal. Tosa says, Yomasul Sudasa, Kuf Hamad Al 7, Lav Besudasa Shurigil Lasos Achas Shachas Achas Arbis. Quick background information. Days in the Gemara, they used to have two meals a day. Okay, we're fancy Americans, we have three meals a day. 2 meals a day, I think they called the continental plan. I think they called the hotels the continental plan. Oh. 2 meals a day. And they 2 meals. We know that from other Gemaras. Like, remember the Mishnah Sukkah. Remember the Mishnah Sukkah? But Lezer says you have to have 14 meals in the Sukkah. Remember that Mishnah Daf Chavzayin? Okay, two a day. One a day, one at night for 7 days. You have to, right? And then the Chavim disagree. They say, no, you can have as many or as little as you want, except for the first night. I mean, I'm talking about that Sukkah, Chavzayin, and Alf, and Sukkah, because they both agree, Teishu Kein Dandur. So, right, you have to sit in Sukkah and do the Sukkah, whatever you did in your house. But as I said, in your home, you only have 2 meals a day. So the Sukkah, you also have to have 2 meals a day. That's how you get to the grand total number 14. Then there's a whole literature, what happened, but there's got to be one Shabbos, what happens, okay. Anyway, but it has a total 14. Okay, and the Chacham would say, no, Teshu can't do it. At home, you don't have to have 2 meals. You can have 1 meal, you can have 5. So you can do whatever you want also. Yeah, except for the first night, fine. Anyway, bottom line is they had 2 meals a day. One was sort of like a later, what we call brunch. Oh, they still do it. Eretz Yisrael, they have something called Aruchat Eser. The old days, ask around, people hold it on. Huh? Yeah, 10 in the morning. They would have a meal at 10 in the morning. They really got up at the crack of dawn and walked out to the field. And it was always a break. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael for the first time. I was 9 years old. It was 1968. You can do the math. I don't know how old I am. So I went to my aunt lives in Bayit Began. I went to a day camp there in Bayit Began for the summer. I was on all that pay. I said, okay, the kids were friendly enough. And so they had a break. It came to like 8 or 7. I was down early in the morning and I had to learn something. Somehow I more or less followed the Hebrew. I don't know. But then I had a ruchat eser. You had a snack at a break at 10 o'clock. It was like the morning break. But that was okay. Anyway, in that part of the world at that time, was people had like a late morning meal, kind of brunch type of meal. And then I'd have supper. So Tosa says, when Rabbi Ukba says, I would wait from one meal to next, he does not mean, doesn't mean you would wait, that long, as from the morning meal to the evening meal. El afilu alter. Alter here means right away. Even if you would eat right away, a short while later, an hour later, have another meal, im silek hashulchan ubirech, if he cleared the table and he benched, and there's a new meal, mutter, the low plug rabbanon. Says Tosas a low plug. They didn't make any fixed time. As long as what? It's not part of the meal. Lav dafka. The Tosas saying it's lav dafka. Lav dafka. You have to wait from the morning time span from the morning meal to the evening meal, which is of course numerous hours. Okay. And no, the Tosas, that's not what it meant. He would do this. He would eat it at another meal, even if it was what? Even if it was a short while later, an hour later, whatever. A short while later. Okay. Low plug rabbanon. I feel alter. Alter means immediately.
So is he arguing over this? Marco. Why? Marco says, I do it for Mitzvah Suda. But Tosas, what that means is you can make a bracha for an Indian without that in waiting.
Yeah.
Right? And Rotista says, Rotista says that
but you could say he means in the same deal too, theoretically.
So that means?
Theoretically.
So it's not clear that it's a different time.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it was a really time.
The way the question was phrased on the previous step of the Gemara was, how much should we wait?
Right, Kama Yishu. But then they never went back to that answer. We don't know what it is. You suggest it could be Machlokas, maybe.
You
don't know.
If you say that Rishis holds and again, you could just eat a lot of dirt bench, then the whole mushroom Shehiya doesn't really work.
Right, but according to the Gemara, they were asking for the other direction. They were asking for.
Granted, we don't know. The other direction.
Right.
But how much should I wait between.
Right.
So you mean an answer was you don't wait at all. The entire stuff, but also for the other way around, you also don't have to wait at all.
Right. But again, he's not. I don't think it's Mahomes. We don't know. The truth is, we don't know what a crystal is. Could be it is. But in any event, that's the shita of Tosas. And the truth is, so basically, Rabosai, the news that arrives from this Tosas is, you don't have to wait, never mind. I assume most people around now wait 6 hours. You wait 6 hours. Right? Most people wait 6 hours. Okay, the Yekkers wait 3 hours. Some people wait into the sixth hour. Some people wait into the second half of the sixth hour. Okay, which we'll see. The Makaris for those, as long as it's more than 5+, not 5 hours and 1 minute, 5 hours and 31 minutes. All right, we'll see where those shittas come from. But from Tosas, you have to wait at all. There's no time. That's what I'm worried. Tosas on the Afkuf Dalam base, in the beginning of the Sukkah, the Ofu Gmina Ein Basin, Basin Gmilo, Rabbeinu Tama Farish, Vechein Alachas Kedolos, the Achol Basar, Asher Lechol Gmina. That which Shigmar said, maybe this is what the Rabbi Chris was getting at, when it says Achol Basar, this Tosas, the Tosas did on earlier on Kuf Dalam base, which says Ofu Gmina in Basar, Gmina Lo, Rabbeinu Tama Farish, Vechein Alachas Kedolos, the Achol Basar, Asher Lechol Gmina, Hainu below Natila Bekinuah. Avo benetila v'kinuach shori, meaning right away. And as we hold, right away. Ocha gvina mutal echol basar af below netila v'kinuach. Maybe that's the chilat. It's not a time chilat. But a netila v'kinuach, that's what Tosa says. Umar ukpa delo ocha atzudas achrisa. And why did Mar ukpa wait for another meal? That was also haina below netila v'kinuach. Or inami machmel atzmah. Maybe this is machlokes. So I'm not sure. But bottom line, and the halacha notes, I printed the source, the same halacha notes in Siman Aleph, Hilchos Brachos Parak Shishi. Amar Chisi quotes the Gemara, Achol Basar, Asur Lechol Gvina, Medavka below Kinuach. Amar Kinuach, Pume, Shari Lamechel immediately. Achol Gvina, Muta Lechol Basar below Kinuach. Okay, just by Mashiach, Pume, Beni, Beni. This is the rinse your hand, and maybe the difference between night and day, which we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. And he tells us which type of bread is better for quinoa, wheat bread as opposed to barley bread. Fine. But according to this shita, the Tosas, Rabbeinu Tam, the Bahag, they're all saying there's no requirement to wait between after eating flesh and before eating milk. The Balamor, in Kulan Daflam, is Aram Al Dilmas for Ofu Gvina, okay, Nechal Bafkurin, It's the same thing. That which Rav Chisda says means you can't just eat a hefker, you know, loosely, you know, randomly without washing, without the tilus adayim and kinoch hapet. Aber when the tilus adayim and kinoch hapet, kol mutter, complete mutter. And Rav Chisda posuk about halachas, so on and so forth. And maybe the riff, he said the riff is not right on that basis. So Rav Osai, we have prominent, we've shown him, most people would be surprised to learn this. We'll say there's no requirement, Medina de Gemara, to wait after eating flesh before eating muffins. Maximum, wash your hands and wash your mouth and getting residue off your hands so you're not touching it and eating it later on. But, you know, rinse out your mouth and with quinoa, no need to wait. Okay? The Rav Yoh, Tshuva Subir Suga Simon Elof Kuf Ches, okay, 11. The Rav Yoh, and this seems again to be the Chachmei Ashkenaz. All right, he says, you know, quotes the Gemara, and he says that Maruk would wait for another meal. He says, "V'yesh mefarshim suda shakava Torah b'seisum lechem ba'erev basa lechel lechem ba'boker." You know, it's true that that's a pasuk by the Man, sure, the pasuk of B'shalach. It says that I'm going to give you b'seisum lechem. It's not by the Man. Sorry, it's the same place in it's about the Man. It's in Baloska. Okay, it's there in Balos. Hashem provides you with, you know, Basa Lecho and Lechem Boker. So it mentions Erev and Boker twice a day. But he said, therefore, some suggest, says the Rav Yoh, that you have to wait between the time of those two meals. Exactly what Tosas and Davkuf Hem and Alam, so 7 said, is not what Mark were meant. Or the Rav Yoh says, some people say like that. But he says, Velo Nehir, Eli Lahakmer. Okay, Ela Birchas Hamazon, Behefsik Muat. You have to bench, small separation, and that's it. And then he goes on and says something else. If you didn't eat actual meat, but just a fleshy dish, then it doesn't matter. And somebody has some further things. We'll talk about that also. And he quotes Rav Yudoya Gon, Rav Natan, Pirshu, Arav Chisda, that the whole Chisda's whole chumra was dafka below kinuach hapeh. But I did kinuach hapeh, v'adacha mutar lechol gvina miyad. Imagine announcing that today. Okay, you don't have to wait at all between fleshy and milk. People won't believe you. But that's what most of the Chachmei Ashkenaz say. However, as the Balamo already alluded to, look at number 12, the Rif disagrees. The Rif says, Shamina Mehad, the Hadam Rachisa Chabosa Salaguna, the low Charlemech Aguna Bosa Bisha, Ella Ad the Shoile Shear, my Tzarech Litsudosa Chrisa. He doesn't say what the Shear is, but the Rif says you got to wait a certain amount of time till whenever another meal would be. The low Ashkechon, my the Shari, man the Shari, Lamechal Grina, Bosa Bisha, but Pokos Mahai Shura. Nobody allows it. Okay? Marukba, you know, he was Mako compared to his father. He criticized himself or he, you know, belittles himself next to his father. But even he says it's got to be another meal. Okay? It's got to be another meal. And there's some Shir, there is some time. Okay? There is some time. I said before, Chachmei Ashkenaz, but not all the Chachmei Ashkenaz agree. The Rosh, here in Chul, in Perkhes, Simon Hay, and so it's 13, the Rosh says the other way. Okay, the Rosh says, first of all, he mentions about the Basar Ben Hashanayim, it's still called Basar, and so on and so forth. But in terms of our matter, he says at the end, he says, the parish of Arukwa statement is, Bizmane Sherogil Adam Liso, Dahaino Mizman Sudas Habokar, Zman Sudas Arab. Again, exactly what Tosis rejected, okay, and exactly what the Rav Yoh rejected. The Rav Yoh said Yesh Mefarshim, the Yesh Mefarshim, well, at least one of the Yesh Mefarshim is the Rosh, okay. Upachos Mishir Zeh Ein Lechol Gvina Achar Basa. Less than that shear, he's agreeing with the Rif. Less than that shear, from one meal to another, okay, less than that amount, you should not eat cheese after meat. You've got to wait some amount. Again, no particular time presented, but the time between two meals. Okay, the time between two meals. The Chiddush Ramban, Chulin Kuf Hey Amud Aleph, Ubasa Behemot Tzila Bala Lachos Shemekel. Okay, that's about something else. And he says also the Zafka Below Kinuach, and he says Hadar Mina Kamish and Basa Mina Below Kinach Apekma Velam Below Klum. First, he seems to say the whole issue of Tzila Sadayim, but at the end he doesn't say that. He says that. He backs away from it a little bit. If you look in the Rashba, the Bayis Harach Bayis Gimel Shara Dalad, he says, Zelo Shomer Chanano, Lo Matzino Mishihite Lagun Achabosu Bepachos Me'eis La'eis Ela Marukba. It's a different way. Let's remember, Marukba's father waited Me'eis La'eis. It's only he that limited it. Okay, but even he said, it's got to be from meal to meal. But EF Shalahat, Pachos Mizeh, It can't be less. Okay? So we see certain Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rif, I would say Chachmei Svar, it's come to the Rosh in that mix also, seem to say there is some time you have to wait. What is that time? So the Ramban finally gives us a time. Parak Tes, Silchus Machalos Asuras, Halachah Chav Vav 16. Mi she'achol gvina, o chalav tchila mutter, lechol achar bosar miyad, that's what we'll talk about more tomorrow, after you eat cheese and drink milk, can meet right away. B'tzarach she'diach yodavi kerech hapeh, b'ina gvina ben bosar, you have to rinse out your mouth and wash your hands, okay, we said that, okay. That's in Halachah Chav Vav. Halachah Chav Zayin. Mi she'achol bosar b'tchila, bein b'sar behema, bein b'sar ov, doesn't matter. It's interesting and noteworthy that the whole Basavain Shinaim was about slop, which is poultry, right? Okay, it's an observation. Anyway, Mishachal Basa Batila, Baim Sar Bahama, Baim Sar O, Loyochar Chal Achia, Ben Achayiya, Benan, Kaday, Shir, Suda, Kharith. It's got to be the time till the next meal. And what is that? The Ram says, Behu Kimoshesh Shos. The Ram is the one who brings up 6 hours. He says, Kimoshesh Shos. That Kimo leaves people to say it doesn't have to be exactly 6 hours. We'll come to that. But the Rambam says, Kimo Shei Shos. Now, why? Now, Boso Shobena Shoyim Shei Nosar Bikinua. Because even after you wash out your mouth and you do other things, it's still meat in your teeth. And we said meat in your teeth is still called meat. And apparently after 6 hours, it's not called meat anymore. That's the Rambam. That is the Rambam. All right? The Radvaz simply points out on that Rambam, okay, he quotes the Gemara, and he says, really, you have a machlokas, yemen ha-kotz ha-kotz. He quotes Tosas, that I feel the altar, even immediately. The altar with the tough means immediately, not like the Yiddish word altar, which means older. You know, the Yiddish word altar with the older, like some people's name is altar, altar shimon, or whatever, it's with a test. It should be with a test, but the altar here means immediate. Anyway, so, because of the altar, if you clear the table, your bench, we'll come back there. That's what he said. But Rabbi says, the Rambam says this was right. Okay. My gosh, you want to, Marukbo, his father was so mad he wouldn't eat until 24 hours later. And he said, right away? That's a huge, that's Marukbo, cuts, right? The father would wait 24 hours. He said, no, I don't have to wait at all. That's a little harder to say. Therefore, he thinks it means got to wait 6 hours. It's not as much of a difference in the father and the son. The what? In effect, the rabbi said that's right. Okay, we'll see a little bit also. But again, it fits in with this between meal and meal. That's about the amount of time, which we'll see a little more about it shortly. The Kesef Mishnah on that rabbi Paratesalachafafaz. First, he says that it doesn't matter that even after Bsar Oath, okay. What he adds is that once the 6 hours have gone by, then Afilu Nishar Basar Ben Hashinayim, okay. After that time, it's mutter even if there's no meat, if there's meat still stuck in your mouth, and then it's not called meat anymore. But he does mention on the flip side, Afilu Lo Achal HaBasar. Let's say you never ate the food, you just chewed it up. How would you do that? It's called loes latinok. And sometimes the mother or the father bites something off to give the little baby sitting in a high chair. You put it in your mouth, you chew it, you soften a little bit. I didn't even swallow it. But it's still a problem. Because why? Because I still got meat in my teeth that way. So you still have to wait even if you didn't eat it. Okay? Now, Yesh Omen, Rashi said, now the Kesef Mishnah quotes Rashi, who says, Shatam Shia Shia Zebne Shabasar Motzi Shuma. Okay, umoshik tam adzman oro. Ulofizatam imlo achal alosotino gain tzorklati. Now it's really, the Rambam seems to be saying that the problem, the Rambam says, look back in 16, halacha chavches, he writes, the time is sheish shows, kimo sheish shows, bibne habasa shabain hashinayim. Because the problem is basa shabain hashinayim. Well, that would imply, let's say I had a meat soup, and there's no basa ben hashinayim. The implication of the Rambam, and it would be, you don't have to wait. The whole reason basa ben hashinayim. On the flip, right, whereas according to Rashi, he says, well, no, meat's characteristic is it's because it's oily or greasy, you know, it lingers in the system longer, the longer it digests, that will apply even to a meat soup. On the flip side, the machlokas is, if loes latino, according to Rashi, since you never swallowed it, it doesn't remain in your system. So maybe you wouldn't have to wait 6 hours after being chewing it up because, you know, it didn't get in your system. On the other hand, according to Rambam, that it gets your teeth. That's the issue. We only have both. We'll see the Torah says we're mapping both directions, which we are. Okay, but in any event, he says at the end, he says, Afilu shokri, yesh posim yon tzarch lasiro. Here it says at the end, he says, well, if this is the case, if the taka is still meat in between your mouth after 6 hours, then according to this, you would still have to get rid of it. Okay, ubetoch hazman afilu ein posim yon shalayim, also also. Betoch lecho b'chumri shnei atam. So the mapper in both directions. So says the case of mission. Okay. All right. 19. I printed the pesuk. I could have printed earlier. The tour. Right. It was just where he mentioned the magic number 6 hours. Yeah.
So yeah. How does he mean the Gemara? Gemara says, or this is as Acha Basar Asar La Kubina.
Right.
Somebody asks him, "This the Basar Shnei Shnei Ma?" But what do you mean? What do you mean Ma? The whole reason for the this is as Acha Basar Asar La Kubina.
No, but once the Gemara said that wasn't the issue, the Gemara said the question was Achal Gvina v'chaka Chachabos or what? So Dalme Achal. Then the Gemara asked, what's the status of Basar Ben Hashanayim? The Gemara answers, still called Basar because it is Pasuk, right? Basar Ben Hashanayim. That leads to Ram saying, wait.
Right. This is Amar, somebody to Rechista, Basar Ben Hashanayim.
Right, but that's a separate issue. You see, there's where Rashi says because of the stuff that's here. I guess according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, why would he say also?
According to the Rambam,
because they haven't brought up Ben Hashanayim yet at that point.
And even if you say Pshat Rav Chisda is Ben Hashanayim, then what's the question that we then ask in the next line of the Gemara? Amar somebody
who wrote
this.
Yeah, Rav Chisda. Yeah.
Yeah. Mahu Bas Ben Hashanayim. What do you mean Bas Ben Hashanayim? Just said it's awesome.
That's no Mahu means. So Mahu is considered basar.
So the question is, the Mahu is
considered
basar after you wait those this year, Shigia, and
Zoraya? Maybe. That's a good question. For the Mahu. Because the Gemara's answer is, it's Alma is called basar. So it's answer the question is it called basar? That's what he says at the end. We'll come back to that. That's what the Kesmisha says at the end. Right, that if it's still stuck between your mouth, maybe it is still possible. So you have to 6 hours.
So then once you shot, you have to wait 6 hours. 6 hours, that's generally when it's
Stuck between your mouth. Right.
And why can't you just check?
Right, so and the truth is, and then you have that, maybe according to Rambam, you could, but the Torah says we follow both chumos, as Misha said it. The Torah says, so first of all, the Torah said vav shows. He didn't say kamo. But feeling shav b'shir in yesh pasuk shemina shanayim tzarch lasiro. But now he says v'toch hazman. I feel ain pasuk shemina shanayim shem pasuk mosi shum and emotion tam adzman aro. So v'izeh atam im lo achol el shalos rotina ain tzarch lahamtim. Because he weaves the two sheetahs together. The kaddish
there. And he does imply that going around with pasuk taking the
middle. Yeah. Okay, the Kemish Olach Adam Nitzav. A Rambam Nasan Tam Hashir Mishum Basar Shalayim Ulfi Dvar Va'achar Shesho Kishir Mutar Afilu Nisha Basar Shalayim. Well, Lo Isatina Tzarech Lahamtim B'tol Lechol B'chum Meis Atam. Why would the Rambam say that if the Basar Shalayim, even after he waited, that it's Mutar Afilu Nisha Basar Shalayim? Is that true? The Rambam say that? He says, the Torah writes, "A Rambam nasan tam l'shem mishum basar shemen shemayim uvidvar la'achar sheshoha kashir mutar afilu nishar basar ben shemayim."
That appears to be against
the Kesmish. Yeah. No, the Kesmish said at the end. He changed and said at the end. Said at the end. So it's going to the Rambam, no? The Yesh basar ben shemayim tzorach la'asiro.
The Torah says that as long as you wait this year, afterwards left is not possible.
Yeah. See, what the Torah does, what they do is they put together Shitas Rashi also. The implication of the Rambam is if Yitaka can remove it, maybe it wouldn't be. Unless he say a little plug, of course.
I think
I'm going
to say the Torah does say
you have to remove it. He says, it does say. The question is why, according to Rambam.
The first thing he said that you have to remove it after was according to the sheet of the Why?
Not sure. Unless you say it's a little clue. So I have a puzzle or something. Because past that's not called possible. Do you know what I'm saying? Let's say that. I'm not sure why you come to that conclusion, actually. Second part of the same. What's the first? Achar shesha kashir ze mutar. Why? Not sure why I would say that.
Is the Beis Yosef also going back to what he wrote in the
Gesemish? No, he said the same thing. But what I'm going
to
say,
the Gesemish says you have to remove it after
some time. He said, again, he quotes the Torah. Masha Kosar Ben Abbas, he said, Kosar Torah, the Lafi Tamzeh, 18, the second of 18, the Lafi Tamzeh, La'achar Sheshah, Keshizeh, Mutar Afilu Nishar, Bosa Ben Hashanah, you don't have to remove it. But then he says that it's, right? That's Rashi. Yeah, that I understand. But he says it in the Rambam. Let's see. The Torah seems to say it in the Rambam. You hear what I'm saying? The Kesemisha makes sense. The tour.
What's the issue?
He's saying in the Rambam that you have to get rid of it, even if you waited. Kashir Meish Basav Hashem Sorach La Siro.
Where does he say that?
The last line of Torah 20. He says, "The Rambam Nosam Tam Lushia Mishum Basav Shem Hashem." Why? For all reasons, Basa Ben Hashinayim. I have to say it. It's not called. When Ram didn't say it. Okay.
What was the first place?
According to what I answered, it's a problem.
Yeah, so unless he's asking, like, what's.
All right, let's talk about waiting 6 hours, okay, which is the more common practice. So that's how Shulchan Paskin is here by us in Shulchan Aruch in Pei Tesef Aleph 21. Ochel Boser Afilu. We'll get 6 hours yet. Afilu Shulchay Ochel Ochel Ben Achav Ad Shi here. He said Ad Shi Yishes Sheishos Ad Kemo Sheishos 6 hours. Afilim shel kashir im yesh basa ben hashayim tzorach ba'asira ba'alo zetina tzorach ba'amtin. That seems to be, I have to figure out how the Torah says it. That's combining both shittas, right? It still lingers. Okay, as long as you have it in the teeth, the flavor still lingers, and you have to get rid of it. But on the other hand, a lois latino, you still have to wait also. Okay. The Taz says two reasons where this, you know, 6 hours comes from. These two reasons. Taz is gotten out of here. It's in Paytas. Achi isha sheshos. Yesh vizeh beis tamen. Ha'echad sheavotze bosa mozi shuman roshim tam adzman aruch. That's Rashi. Ulufi zeh, mishalo ochel a lois latino, eno tzorach lahantin, because you never swallow it. Tam Shani, Tam Rabba, Mishum de Shabasa Venashanai, Mikri Basa, Ad Shay Shows. Baharka Havi Kimukos. So he says, it's like it's no longer meat. Ufize Gam Halo is Chai Bahatin. Rakesh Kula, Babasa Shmanashim, Shachar Bav Shows, Kamal and Hapu Shantam. It's a Kula that after 6 hours is not, or another Kula would be, by the way, if it's a liquid, the soup. Okay? But the question is, where does 6 hours come from? Where does 6 hours come from? The Rambam says it. Ram says Kemoshe shows, and the Shulchan Aruch says it. But where does it come from exactly? So the Bir HaGra, our simon here, Peitas and Cotton Bays, he says why. He brings a riot. The Suda Shachar Shel Tamar Chacham, Hu B'Shoa Shishas. Okay, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Daf Yudam and Aleph, I quoted it here, 24, Tamar Rabbanim. Okay, Shabbos Yudam and Aleph. Shah Rishon Machal Ludim, Shriya Machal Listim, Shishis Machal Yorshim, Ribis Machal Polim, Hamishis Machal Kolorim. Okay, when did people eat? So different people eat at different times. Okay, poor, you know, people living over here, Yorshim means, Rashi says, Yorshim Hunra, people who have money and so on and so forth. Anyway, the Gemara concludes there, Shishis Machal Tamil Chacham. Tamil Chacham eat the morning meal at the 6 hour of the day. I don't know, they're learning till them, whatever they're doing. That's the Gemara. Shabbos, Yoram and Aleph. All right. Now, that's for the morning meal. Was it around noon? Okay. When was the evening meal? So the evening meal was at Seisim Kovim. I don't know that. That says in Bergra is the first sugi in Brachos. Right? He doesn't say it, but you assume we know it, right? First sugi in Brachos, Beis and Beis, right? Verminu, Meimasai Masulu Koshma Ba'arvin. When can you say Kmishma in the evening? So Chanina, a few answers in the Gemara. The Mishnah, of course, says when the Kohanim can go and eat Shum again. The other Shirim, Chanina Omer Shasha, Ani Nichlas Lechol Pidur Melach. Okay, and Rabbi Achai says, "Shall Shurov and Adam Nichlas and Hasam." People eat. What time is that? Mishma says. Okay, so 6 o'clock, the end of the day. So it says the Gemara. That's where we get the 6 hours. Okay, that's where we get the 6 hours. All right, that's a question. With Shabbos, the other time, but anyway, that's one opinion or one suggestion that people ate in the evening when it got dark, and the Chatam Nechom would eat in the 6 hour day. So. Again, it's 6 hours apart. It's not necessarily noon and six. It's whatever time of year, but it's 6 hours apart, okay, roughly. So that's what Rambam gets, the Kemoshe show. So that's what the Bir HaGra suggests here in our simon. Lecha Mishnah really said it also. Lecha Mishnah, there in Machlos HaSur, in that Rambam, Perek Tes, Lecha Chofes, he says, Upir Shabbena Shabbain Suda Lasuda Vav Shos, Shekain Suda's Tamar Kham, Mishol Shishis. Rumar Upa, Tamar Chochmai. You came to Shama at Sheshos, Abi Suda Cheres. It's a 6 hour difference. So that's where you get the 6 hours from. Now, I do want to point out that people do make a fuss about the fact that Rama wrote Kimo Sheshos. Kimo Sheshos. I'm not sure if it's such a big fuss. Okay, it could just be the Lashon of the Rambam. Because I just pointed out, in Source 29, the Rambam Hilchos Chanukah, since we're coming up to Chanukah, where he passed Shlosh Kislev, so we know Perek Dal of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam writes what time to be madlik near Chanukah, and so on. And he says how long it has to burn from the time until Achi Tifla Regal Ashuk. And what the Rambam says, who, Bekama Uzman Zeh, Kimo Chatzi Shoh. Right now, we always assume Chatzi Shoh is the minimum, right? You ever hear anybody say, well, as long as it's, you know, you live for a minute, it's into the first half hour. Right? No one has said that. No one has said the, you know, it means, you know, it's almost 15 plus minutes have passed. The Rambam says, Kimo Chatzi Shoh. So I'm just saying, I'm making a ha'ora, it's not my ha'ora, that's pointed out. But the Rambam says, Kimo Shei Shos. It doesn't mean now necessarily you can say, well, as long as you're into the sixth hour, as long as you're into the second half of the sixth hour. The Rambam says, Kimo Chatzi Shoh, you know, he says, Chatzi Shoh, yes, yeah.
So could there be an argument that really should you wait more than 6 hours? Because the shiras kemoshe shows it can be more
than right. Well, so you can make the case. As some do, we don't follow, but we'll see. But I'm just pointing out that the Rambam, you can't necessarily die. Kemoshe shows means what some people say. I'm not criticizing it. people say it. It's legitimate.
Okay, which you mount is away more than half an hour by
Well, that's another machlokes.
Sorry, for
Hanukkah. For Hanukkah. That's another machlokes. We usually don't. But some say you have to all evening around here. You know, people with Tisha B'av should go so much longer. We always say half hour, right? Anyway, I don't know. Just making that aura. Now, it's interesting, though, we should note that the Rambam is not the only one who says Kemo Sheshos. Look in 30, the Bayis, the Rashbo, and the Bayis HaKotso, Bayis HaKotso. It's not the Bayis Gimel Shibu Shara Dalit. He writes, Abusar Behema Oso Lechol Bin Achrov, and so on. Basar Shubin Ishlaim is considered Basar. Shanema Ar Basar Dena Mishneem. Keitza Rosem Amtim Kish Sheshos. So the Rashbo also has a lotion of Kish Sheshos. Okay? The Meiri on the Daf and Chulin, Kuf Hayamad Aleph. Okay, so story 31. Okay, he says you have to wait for the time between one meal and the other, and he writes for who sheshos o karov was there. You see, when we show him already, they open the door to other possibilities. So it's not just the Rambam's kemo sheshos, which he may not have meant literally because like we see in their Hanukkah, but the Rashbo also says kesheshos, and the Meiri in the base of Chira, that daf of Hamad Aleph says. Who sheshos or karbos it? Now, to make it even less, so to speak, so it's interesting that Miri has a sefer called Mugen Avos. So now to do some quick historical background. The Miri lived in Provence. It was between France and Spain. So after the Jews had trouble in Spain, so the not talking about the expulsion of 1492, earlier than that, after Rabban was thrown out after his famous Vikuach, right? Rabban had the big debate, he was kicked out of the country, he had to go to Israel. Anyway, so a lot of the Talmidei Rabban left Spain and they went to Provence. And they had different Hagen when the Jews were living in Provence. And there was a certain amount of tension. Okay, so there's a sefer called Mugen Avos that the Meiri wrote, Mugen Avos, where he lived in Provence. And he wanted to defend the practice of the Minhagim of Provence against the Tainas of the Talmidei Rabban. So I think there are 24 essays in this sefer. It's available. I have it home. The 24 may even be in the complete set of Miri. I'm not sure, but it's not Aser or Gemara. It's 24 topics, and they're all the typical Orach Chaim type topics. You know, for example, there's a machlokas when Tanis Esther falls. I don't get this. When Purim falls on Sunday, so Tanis Esther is on Shabbos. So what do you do with Tanis Esther? So we move back to Thursday, but some Rishonim hold and move to Friday. Others are saying, no, you never schedule affairs on Friday. If I start with Tavis last on Friday, lands on Friday, the observer, we had that last year, but they don't schedule. Others disagree. So that's one of the topics in this moment. It's apparently being in Provence was that they face the time of such on Friday. But then our bond disagrees. So maybe he wrote a whole defense of, you know. So one of the Inyanim here, Inyan Tess, in the safe of Moganovitz, I printed the relevant importance 32, is waiting after, after between Boss and Hall. That was one of the issues that they were they disagreed with. And in that discussion, the Mogen Avos writes that it's okay. Shekol machal boser ben shol behem ben shol inu ochol mina charkach ad sheyavu sheshos o chamesh. He says more than in the Meiri, in the base of Chiri, he says sheshos o korob bazeh. The Rambam says kemo sheshos. The Rashbo says kish sheshos. But the Meiri in the Mogen Avos says o chamesh. So again, I'm saying it's a Malamed Tzchus. You hear people who say they went into the sixth hour. Yeah, but Rishon the Meiri says, O Chomish. I'm just pointing out that, the Shita exists. All right. Now, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch here in Pesukei Tesif Aleph, the Ramah writes as follows. Okay. First, he quotes that you have to rinse out your mouth after meat before you cheese, that's for sure. And the Yeshom and Ainsri Kalahant in Shay Shows, he says, there's the Ramah here in our Sif, right? Fine. You take the out of it. If you do floss, you got to rinse your mouth too. Good. Immediately. Okay, which was we saw the Chachmei Ashkenaz, many of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Tosas, the Ratam, and the Rav Yor. Right? They say, Rak miyad, im silek, if you clean off the table, ubera rechasamos, you patch. Okay, mutter ayde kinuach vadocha. You call Tosis and the Mordechai and the goes Ashri and the goes Maimonides, and the Rav Yo, right? A lot of Rishonim say like that. But he writes, nonetheless, Haminag HaPosher b'Medinos Elu, writes the Ramah, is Lahamtin achar chilas abosa shah achas. 1 hour. Maybe that one? Maybe 1 hour? The Dutch. So well, when my mother, Hashem, when she married my father lived in Holland during the war. His life was saved. He lived for most of the war. He lived in Holland. And so my mother was excited when he started to go out. And that's it. Oh, he's from Holland. It was like 1 hour between the French and nothing. But, he was born in Vienna. In Vienna, you have a lot of yekis. So, okay, I'll get away with 3 hours. Without my father's family, wait 6 hours. They're originally from Galicia. So that's 6 hours, so she didn't get the break. But, people, 1 hour. It's Ramon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very short Ramon. And he writes, HaMinig HaPosha, the widespread Minig, B'medinas Eilof, Mahamten Achar Chilas HaBosa, Shoah Achas, Ba'ochen Achar Chilas. People achieve right after 1 hour. So we've had some surprises, right? And we've had the Balitosis and other Rishonim say you can do it right away. And our meaning is to wait 1 hour. And then we achieve. But you got a bench after the first meal, okay? The oz havi kisud acheres. Because remember, how did this whole thing start? This whole thing started with Baruch was suda acheres, right? Suda acheres. So, okay, so you have to end the first suda. How do we end the first of your bench? Okay, suda acheres. Or you look in the shach, he says, it wasn't food that he had meant, right? The shach writes in Kotten Vov, 34, near the Machal Bosa below Suda, Tarzabarach Baruch Achronim, he called him. V'lav Hakilo Avisilu. So it's Lav Tafka Birchas HaMazon, but it means signifying the end of the meal. That's benching of Baruch Achronim, whatever the situation is, right? Then it's a Suda Acher, it's the Mutra Lecho L'Dibra Mekil. Avu Bolo Birchas HaMazon Lo Mahani Hamtol Shof. But he says, if you didn't bench, then it's considered the same meal. Then you can wait an hour or more. It doesn't matter. It's still considered the same meal. Sometimes that happens on Shabbos, no? You're sitting on Shabbos and you know, finish eating. But then they sing some smears and schmoozing around. It can be 45 minutes later, right? It's still the same meal. They bench. Okay, better not go beyond 72 minutes, but not eating anything. But anyway, that's the situation. The Ozark is on Charis and so on. Ba'in chiluk im himtin hashoah kodom echazmozo acharkah. Okay, but the two makes an important point. He says, but as far as waiting, yeah, you have to bench, but when does the clock start ticking for the 1 hour? It starts ticking when you finish eating meat. If you're having Shabbos, you finish your salt, now you're schmoozing around for 40, there's your hour, good. You still have to bench, but you can have milk right afterwards. No, the time requirement is not after benching. The time requirement is after your last day meat. Which again is sometimes much earlier. So you had dessert and then cake and then this and that, and people are schmoozing sometimes time of the mincha, right? I mean, we've all been there, right? Right? So some of the Shabbos meal drinks. Okay, but the clock starts ticking in terms of that, says there are more. It doesn't matter when the hour is. Okay, and then he meant imotza bosar bain shinov achar ashar tzorach l'nakol. See where he got to get rid of it? Fine. The only adds, v'yesh omim de'ein levar k'vichas amozim al menas lechol gvinim. You shouldn't, I want to have some cheese, let me bench and the other meal and then eat right away. Or that is not right. Okay, that he said you shouldn't. We'll talk about that. To go ahead and we'll have to see. He said, I will aim his harm, that people are not. But then he writes at the very end, after all that, Ramos says 1 hour, that's it. Okay? The Yesh Medaktikim Lahamtim Sheshos Achar Chilis Boslavina Vechain Nachon Lasos. Ramos concludes the following by saying some people medaktik to wait 6 hours. And it doesn't say kimo, it says 6 hours, and he concludes, that's the proper thing, even though the minig is not like that. Okay, now, where does the 1 hour come from, Ramo? We see 1 hour, okay? Where did 1 hour come from? So the Taz, it's a cotton base here, right? Achar chilas avos u'sha'ach, hazeh lashon marai, that's the Chumas Adeshin, v'zeh rabim osim pshara midaiton, v'hamtin sho'achaz. A minig that developed, that really we follow, that you don't have to wait at all. Really, we follow the Tosis and the Rebbeinu Tam and where the Bahag we quoted, and where else, Rav Yoh, the Mordechai, all the things that Ramon quoted. Really, you don't have to wait at all. That's the din. That's a looks in Tosis. That's a looks like from the Gemara, the separated Gemara. Really, don't have to wait at all. But they want to do something, so they wait to some sort of for an hour. Okay? They said that Pshara Osim Pshara Midaitam. Was a minig that developed among the people. Okay, lahamtin shoachas achas supposed was silko bircho v'ochem gvina. Afagav the ashkechon remez l'shir is it. There's no remez anywhere for a shir of 1 hour. It doesn't appear anywhere. It doesn't exist. Okay, that's what he says. Okay? But we don't have the Mekomikum Yechiv Yodam, you know, Tosis and Rav Yoh are Mekel anyway, and then that's what they do. Okay, and then some people, they wait a little bit. All right. Now, as far as the other issue is, before I do some cotton gimel, not everyone agrees that there's no marker for it. He says, Lomotzino Remed, he was a Rishon. You look in the Bir HaGro in 36, we'll come back to the second part of 35, probably do it tomorrow. You look in 36, okay, the Bir HaGro in Sukkot and Vav says the 1 hour is Benuya al Dibre HaZohar. The Bir HaGro comes up with the Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim. The chol man the achli hay michla kechada or b'shaita chada or b'suda chada. He said suda chada or shaita achada. 1 hour. So the Gra discovers, uncovers a Zohar that says in Mishpatim, talking about this topic, he says 1 hour. So the sheet exists somewhere. Again, the Chumash Hadeshim maybe didn't have the Zohar or whatever, but the Taz also wrote, Elo Ashkon Remez and Shirin Zeh, the Gaon gives us a remez, yeah.
I think somebody who discusses that Zohar, what's going on the page, says that the Zohar
said this Mechalik, Yeah, what comes out also. Okay, now, one other Ha'orah here, and I want to stop, the Placey, in Sin Petas here in Sukkot and Gimel, he has a different issue. He says the issue is digestion, equal. Okay, and he brings riots from Gemara's, which I printed. He brings riots from Gemara's that equal begins the digestion of the food, begins Tchilas equal Hula Erech Shava Chomesh, an hour and a fifth, which is an hour and 12 minutes or 72 minutes, right? Shir equal is 72 minutes. The Sof equal Shisha Shos, 6 hours. So he says the dispute here, whether it's 6 hours or 1 hour, is that's where the 1 hour comes from. The approximate time of the equal. Okay, but not the end of the digestive process, but the beginning. Okay, and he has Gemara's up for what to see it. Okay, he says that's what I think. Okay, I think that's the machlokas.
Why right? Is it 72 minutes? Yeah,
we'll get to that in a second. That's a good question. He said the Mekilim is saying a Gom Basar's Tchilas equal. Tchilas equal is Shavah Chomer 72 minutes. And the Machmirim go Basar Sof equal. That's what he says. All right. In other words, it's. And he says, according to this, by the way, it's an objective amount of time. It's not, as we'll see shortly, quotes it's a pre-Kaddish. We'll see, he says, when you say 3 hours, what, as it shows manios? Right? Maybe it should be shows manios. But the place in the Amish says no, because it's a digestive question. So you don't digest any faster or slower based on shows manios. That's what he writes. He says, equal tama basa, or it's a matter of flavor of the meat. The past fast, to get rid of it fast in the winter, not true. Aim is amanish. Okay. But he does mention, all right, the Talmid Chachamim, it comes out a little funny. Those who quote Talmid Chachamim eat the meal later at noontime, so it's 6 hours till the next meal. But most people eat earlier, so what, they wait 8 hours. He says, and why would the Talmid Chachamim, be making on some? But anyway, he said it's a matter, it's nothing to do with that. It's got to do with the digestive system. Okay, and the question is, and that's a Gemara, I guess we're going to end, but the Gemara had this, a Mishnah in Brachas, very quickly, Nun Aleph from the base, 38, the Mishnah says about benching. How long can you bench after having eaten? But I just alluded to the fact, of course, sometimes on Shabbos, by the time that people bench, you've been sitting at the table for 3 hours having a thing. If you continue nashing is good, we bring out dessert and so on. But the Gemara is discussed, Mishnah in Brachas, Nun Aleph from the base, Ad Mosai Gemara, Ad Kedei Shi Yis Akel HaMozon Shemeyo. Until the digestion is done. How long is that? Okay, how long is that? So the Gemara discusses that on Gimel and Beis and Brachos 39. The Gemara says one opinion is, in Shir Ikel is when you're not hungry anymore from that meal. But the other opinion is, Rish Lakish says, Kama Shir Ikel Kedei Lahalech Arba Milim. However long it takes to walk Arba Milim. 4 mil. A mil is 18 minutes. It takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. A mil is a distance in measurement, but transferred to time, how long it takes you to walk, that amount of time. So 4 mil is 72 minutes. That's the 72 minutes after Shabbos, the same issue. Okay? So and it depends how much you're eating, but that's the Shir Ikel, which is, So you look in the Mishnah Berurah, it's in Kuf Pei Dalet, in Chaf, and he says, Yoyim Beis Minut. So the question asks the measurement of time between Shir Ikel, according to the According to the Minister of Eibishitz, it has to do with, do you look at Tchila Tzikah, do the Sofik? Now, for your question, Aaron, so why is it Shah? Why did you say Shah and not the 72 minutes? Okay. So maybe if you're taking into the account the other things you have to do, the benching and the clearing the table and so on, it adds up to 72 minutes. That's what someone suggests. But the 60 minutes after you bench and clear the table, so that takes some time too. That's the extra 12 minutes. I'm going to take it or leave it. But that's, but anyway, again, so that's a question of where the 1 hour Ramon came from. Some say it came from nowhere. You know, it's people themselves kind of just created. Really, they paskin like those who shown them, they don't have to wait at all. But it seemed a little funny not to wait at all. They made it an hour, which is kind of a minimum unit of time. And others, the Gaon has his 60 minutes based on the Zohar, and the Minister of Eibishitz says based on equal. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow.